A regional grant expected to expand cancer care in southwest Iowa. Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinic CEO Mike O'Neill, along with Crystal Feda and Shauna Boswell, tell KCSI KOAK Radio more.
As you, as your listeners may know, underneath the One Big Beautiful Bill, there was $50 billion worth of rural initiative grants opportunities out there. And really those were to offset the deep Medicaid impacts that have been impacting hospitals, and to offset those deep cuts to us, they put out this pot of money that has helped us get things like, as we talked about, the Da Vinci robot.
We're going to touch on that in a minute too.
Recruiting dollars for not only an additional dentist, but recruiting dollars for a pharmacist as well.
Let's talk about that. Is it called the recruitment? Is it called, what's the name of this grant? Is it, is there a name I refer
they,
to?
They have, they're all different names depending on what the state is trying to achieve with that. So the equipment is called Best and Brightest Medical Equipment.
And that's who you'll use to recruit a pharmacist?
No, that one was actually for the Da Vinci.
So okay.
The workforce grants were really just workforce.
Okay.
There was a lot of different routes you could go with that. But the goal of those is to draw people from outside of southwest Iowa or rural Iowa into those communities. And so it helps you with the recruiting and any type of incentives that you can offer to to obtain those people.
Are we having success with that?
We have not signed the contract yet with the state, so there's a process. We're still waiting for that, so we haven't officially started with any of those recruitment dollars yet.
Okay. We're hopeful, though.
Yeah.
Very
right?
hopeful.
And you know, we have some other exciting news as well, because along with that, the hospital was part of another grant, along with Shenandoah Medical Center, Clarinda, and Hamburg. It's a cancer care improvement grant is what it is. It's a hub and spoke model, and that is really to improve access to cancer care here in rural southwest Iowa. So that'll bring another oncologist, more staff, more equipment to this area, give us an additional day. As you know, your listeners may know, may not, but we share an oncologist with Shenandoah currently, and so that would enhance that services here in our community, adding another day to that and staffing as well. So we're looking forward to that, so having those meetings as well and talking through that.
You have lots of grants. I mean, that you have different avenues in there specific for recruitment, for improvement of cancer care. How many people are involved? Because this is a significant $7 or $8 million grant, if I'm correct, Mr. O'Neill, with that you're talking about. Number of people working on those, making sure that all the boxes are checked and the proper information is there. How does that work? Is it a team effort? Do you have a dedicated staff for that? How does that work?
We have a project manager, Brent Perdue. I don't know if you've ever talked to him, but he helps us kind of, because we turn these into full-on projects. And so he helps us really coordinate so that we make sure that we check all the boxes, because with these grants, the state is super specific about how you have to maneuver through the grant process.
Okay.
And so there's probably, I don't even know how many people.
A lot.
25, 30, I don't know, just throwing that off the top of my head, but it's a lot.
Yeah. So how do you bring that into the fold then, with, from a clinic's perspective, Sean, when you're dealing with, I mean, these people come on staff, so they would not necessarily be in the clinical setting, right? Outpatient setting.
For the dentist?
Yes. That's, or that is in the, you're under your purview.
Yep. So they will be at the dental clinic. Uh-huh. So Dr. Truca's current clinic, they will be working alongside her so that we can expand that access and take on more patients. So very important that we get another dentist in so that we can open those options, especially once we start accepting all insurance types.
Okay.
Regional grant expected to expand cancer care in southwest Iowa.